It's great to be preaching with you with this new year.
所以很高兴今天在新年的时候，我可以跟你们一起在分享神的话。
I'm pretty confident this will be the second best message you've heard the whole year.
我相信这个是今年是第二个最好听的这个圣道。
If we haven't met, my name is Charles, and I'm a pastor here at the Slow Naz Church of the Nazarene.
Yeah, 如果你不认识我的话，我是在这个美国教会里面是查理牧师。
But it's always great to be here with you. I consider you my second family.
所以我很高兴，因为你是我们又是一个家里的人。
And if you're wondering if Anderson and I are related, we are.
所以如果你看到我们两个人的话，我们是有关系的。
As brothers in Christ.
因为我们在基督里面是做兄弟的。
Friends, if you brought your Bible this morning, let's turn it to Luke, the book of Luke. We have Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament.
所以你们请大家打开圣经，这个路加福音第15章。
We're going to be in chapter 15, and this is a very famous part of the Bible.
所以这段圣经是非常有名的圣经，这个是在路加福音15章。
Anybody that has been in church for any length of time has heard the story of the prodigal son.
我相信你们今天在教会一阵子的人都听过这个浪子回头的故事。
And what I'd like to do is look at it from a different perspective today.
但是我想今天我想有感动跟你们分享另外一个角度来分享。
I'd like to start by telling you that biblically the word prodigal means excessively wasteful.
所以在这个浪子本身的意思是非常的极度的挥霍跟浪费。
It's the equivalent of putting your hands in your pocket, taking money and just throwing it as you walk down the street.
这就是像你今天这个钱，你就是手伸到这个口袋里面，就在走在路上，你就把钱就往路上这样乱丢。
And it makes all of us just get a little bit angry about that.
像有的人看到都会觉得有点生气。
Because it's just so wasteful.
因为这个太花费了，浪费。
And in our culture, it has come to mean somebody who strays from the Christian faith.
这边在我们这个社会的文化里面，就是看我们这有的是在基督的道路上，就这样子浪费掉了。
We're going to read in verse 11. So this is Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
所以我们在第十一节开始，第十五章第十一节。
Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
耶稣又说, 一个人有两个儿子, 小儿子对父亲说, 父亲, 请你把我应得的家业分给我, 他父亲就把产业分给他们。 过了不多日, 小儿子就把他的一切所有的都收拾起来, 往远方去了, 在那里任意放荡, 浪费资财, 既耗尽了一切所有的, 又遇见那个地方有大遭饥荒, 就穷苦起来。 于是去投靠那地一个人, 那人打发他到田里去放猪, 他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥, 也没有人给他。 他醒悟过来, 他说, 我父亲家有许多雇工, 口粮有余, 我到这里饿死吗? 我要起来, 到我父亲那里去, 向他说, 父亲, 我得罪了天, 又得罪了你, 从今以后, 我不配做你的儿子, 把我当作一个雇工吧。 于是起来往父亲那里去, 乡里还远, 他父亲看见, 就动了慈心, 跑去抱着他的颈项, 连连与他亲嘴。 儿子说, 父亲, 我得罪了天, 又得罪了你, 从今以后, 我不配做你, 称为你的儿子。 父亲却吩咐仆人说, 把那上好的袍子快拿过来给他穿上, 把我戒指戴在他指头上, 把鞋穿在他脚上, 把那肥牛肚牵来宰了, 我们可以吃喝快乐, 因为我这个儿子是死而复活, 失而又得, 他们就起来快乐。 那时大儿子正在田野, 他回来的家离家不远, 听见作乐跳舞的声音, 他便叫了一个仆人来, 问他说, 仆人, 这个仆人说, 你的兄弟来了, 你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来, 把肥牛宰了, 大儿子却生气, 不肯进去。 父亲就出来来劝他说, 他就对父亲说, 我服侍你多年, 从来没有违背你的命令, 你并没有给我一只山羊羔, 叫我和我的朋友一同快乐, 但你这个儿子和祭娼吞进了你的产业, 他一来, 他一回来, 你倒宰了肥牛肚。 父亲对他说, 儿啊, 你常与我同在, 我一切所有的都是你的, 只是你这兄弟是从死而复活, 失而又得, 所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Thank you. So for today, as we read this story and we talk about this prodigal son,
所以当我们今天来谈这个浪子回头的事,
you might have these thoughts in your mind that you yourself were a prodigal at one point.
所以我们可能回想的话, 我们都曾经有一段时间我们也是浪子。
For me, I have a prodigal in my family.
我知道我们家里面是有一个浪子。
And you may have a prodigal in your family also.
可能在你家里面你也有一,
chances are very high that you at the very least know of a prodigal.
但是你可能很你不知道这个浪子是怎么样子,
someone that was in the faith and no longer is.
他以前是信主的, 但是他现在却不是。
In the Hebrew culture, there's a word pronounced kazaza.
可以在那个希伯来文里面有这么一句话,
And I want you to all say kazaza.
你们试着来说 kazaza.
Yeah, it's a Hebrew term. And what it means is cut off.
所以在这个希伯来文的意思就是说这个被断绝关系的意思。
I have fruit trees, and every winter I cut off branches on the fruit tree.
所以每年的冬天的时候，我就把我家里的这个果树好多叶子，我要把它那枝子要把它切掉。
And the Hebrew culture took this word kazaza.
所以在这个希伯来文，他用这个字 kazaza,
and it's a banishment from the community.
是就把它在这个社区里面把它除掉。
When we read through the Old Testament, they have different cities set up for different reasons.
所以在这个我们看旧约里面，每个城市都有不同的理由，在里面成立了不同的城市。
And sometimes an individual would leave the community, the Hebrew community.
但是有的人呢，却被放逐离开他们的社区。
And they would become a prodigal.
他们就像这个字，是浪子。
And they would go live their life however they want to live life.
所以他就是自己去活他自己的生活。
And sometimes, hopefully, they come to a point where they want to come back.
所以有的时候他们到了一个程度他们想要回来。
And if we were a village, we would have an opportunity.
所以我们今天是一个社团我们今天有这个机会。
To receive that person back.
是把他接进来。
Or to kazaza.
或者还是继续的跟他有个这个切断关系。
And the community would take a clay pot.
所以他们就都会拿了一个瓷器。
And they would go to the edge of the village.
他们到这个每个这个社区的边边上。
And as that prodigal was coming back,
所以当这个浪子他这样子回来的时候，
they could take that pot and smash it on the ground.
他可以把这个瓷器把它打在地上摔碎它。
And by doing that, they were saying to the prodigal, "You are not welcome here."
是表示说你今天我们这个社团不接受你。
We are done with you. You're no longer a part of our community.
我们这个社团跟你这个社区跟你没有关系了。
And so, in this story that we just read,
是在我们圣经上给我们读的这一段经文里面
，we see that the father is watching for the son.
我们就看到这个父亲他在老远就在一直在里面盼望着。
And he sees the sun in a distance, and he knows it could go either way.
所以当这个儿子还是很远的时候，他有这个决定权，他可以接受或不接受。
His village might kazaza and break the pot.
他们的这个社区可能就说，哎，我今天这个陶器，我要把它砸破，不跟他有关系。
Instead, the father runs to embrace his son and wraps him in his arms.
但是这个父亲。却跑向他这个儿子，这样子抱住他。
The father is demonstrating his forgiveness for his son.
所以他就是完全父亲就是给他儿子表现说他完全的这个赦免他。
And he's saying to the village, "This is my son, and I want him back."
所以他等于是父亲就跟他们的这个社区讲，就说这是我的儿子，我要他回来。
He's saying, "Please do not kazaza my son."
他说，请你们不要把我的儿子把他切除。
And the father, by doing this, makes a great demonstration.
所以当父亲这样子做的时候，他代表了一个非常重要的一个意思。
That our heavenly Father profoundly and deeply loves us.
所以这代表天父他对我们的爱是何等的大。
And he is a God of compassion and grace.
他是对我们有这么大的恩典跟有这么大的慈爱。
And mercy and forgiveness.
他有他的这个慈爱，而且他有这个赦免的恩典。
In my Bible, this parable is called the parable of the lost son.
所以在我的圣经里面是讲的浪子，那是失掉的浪子。
I think it should be called the parable of the faithful father.
所以我觉得这个最好的题目是应该是说是讲这个有信实的父亲。
The parable of the forgiving father.
或者说是有这个信实而且原谅的父亲。
The parable that tells me and us that God is forgiving.
这是让着借着生命这一段经文让我们看到神他是无条件的赦免我们。
If you have a prodigal in your life, you look at him a certain way.
所以你今天如果还是在远离神的话，你今天可能要从这个角度来看。
And sometimes the closer to the prodigal we are, the harder it is to be forgiving.
所以有的时候当我们越来与神越远，我们就越来越反而拒绝神。
Because all we see is bad decisions, bad choices.
所以我们今天所看到的，我们都只是看到不好的这个选择跟不好的决定。
Lack of faith, arrogance.
所以我们这没有信心，而且是这个无知。
And it's very upsetting to us.
这些事情发生的事情都对我们让我们非常生气。
And so as a community, it's easy to say you're dead to us.
所以这个对这个社区社团来讲，他说你今天不需要再回来了。
Kazaza, you had your chance.
他说因为你我已经给你机会了，但是你现在你不我不不再接受你。
I don't think that's how God sees prodigals.
但是神却不是这样子看。
I think he sees a prodigal for who they could be.
神他看到这一个浪子，他就看到他将来可能会好的情形。
He sees them for who he wants them to be.
而且他会看到他是神要求希望他的情形。
I think this is true because
我相信这个是对的，因为
when Christ was on the cross,
因为当耶稣基督在十字架上的时候
he saw the people before him,
他是看到那个前面都是那么多的人
and because he's the creator, he saw all of us,
所以他是一个创造者，而且他今天也看到我们每一个人
and he saw us for who we could be,
所以他已经看到我们今天在主里面会是什么样的人
not for who we were,
不是看到我们以前是怎么样的人。
In the Garden of Eden, in the book of Genesis,
在这个创世纪里面的这个伊甸园里，
We learn something that God does not do for prodigals.
所以我们就看到神他今天对这个浪子他所不做的事情。
If we think about the story of Adam and Eve, they were the first prodigal.
所以当我们看这个亚当夏娃，其实他们也就是这个浪子在圣经上面的第一个浪子。
They were in perfect harmony with God.
他们原来是跟神是很好的这个的关系。
Scripture said they walked with him and talked with him every afternoon in the garden.
所以在圣经上面给我们看到，他每一天都是跟神在这个园子里面跟神一起走，一起讲话。
And yet they chose to go a different way.
但是他们却决定了，他们不要这样子做。
That's a nice way of saying they sinned.
所以这从一个角度来讲，很简单的就是说他们犯罪了。
And God could have kazazad them.
所以神就必须要给他们出局出气。
But he saw Adam and Eve for who they could be.
但是他看到他们将来会怎么样。
Here's what God did not do in the Garden of Eden for these prodigals.
所以在这个伊甸园里面，神他却没有为他们这样子做什么。
If you're a parent of a prodigal child, this will especially ring true for you, I think.
所以今天如果说是你的孩子中间有一个远离神的人，这可能也是对你来讲的话。
God did not take any responsibility for his children's choices.
所以神他今天不会为着这个孩子所做的这样子错误决定来负责，来拿任何的这个指责。
He gave them free will to choose.
因为他给他们自由的意思来选择。
And their choices are their choices.
这个选择是他们的选择。
He did not blame anyone else for his children's behavior.
他没有因为他们孩子的选择而来指责别人。
It's easy for me to blame circumstance for my prodigal.
对我的这个浪子的孩子，我可以很简单的就来怪一些别的事情。
God did not question his parenting and say, "Where did I go wrong?"
所以神他并没有，他就是说我今天这个对待他们有什么错误。
He also did not beg or plead with them.
神也没有一直祈求这个浪子一定要他回来。
To change their minds and make different choices.
要他们去改变他们的思他们的决定，去改变他们的思想。
He did still make himself.Available to them.
但是神他就是一直把他自己是他都是他随时都可以在那里帮助他的。
But because of their sin, there was now this separation.
就是因为他们的犯罪，所以就产生了隔阂。
That's a natural consequence that a prodigal chooses.
这也就是这个浪子他今天所做的决定所带出来的自然的这个 结果。
This leads me to what does God do for prodigals?
所以我们就看看神他到底为了这个浪子他做了些什么呢？
That's a good question.
这个问题是值得我们考虑的。
What does he do for prodigals?
他为这个浪子做了什么？
What did the father in Luke chapter 15 do for his prodigal son?
他这个父亲在这个路加福音十五章，他为了孩子做了些什么？
It seems from reading this scripture,
所以这就从这个表经文的表面来看，
that this faithful father in Luke 15
在这个路加福音十五章，这个父亲
did this，
他这样子做的，他就在那边看，在那边盼望。
He didn't stop doing what he was supposed to do as a father.
他并没有做停止做他父亲该做的事。
He allowed the natural consequences to take place in his prodigal's life.
他就在那边等着让这个孩子自己经历他今天所这个浪费的这个结果。
He allowed his prodigal son to have problems.
他让他的孩子有经历他们所这些产生的犯罪的问题。
He allowed him to run out of money.
他让他把这个钱财都完全的消耗掉。
He allowed him to hang out with pigs.
他让他的儿子去跟猪一起生活。
He allowed his prodigal to hit rock bottom.
他让他的儿子一直到了这个谷的最低谷的时候。
But as parents of prodigals,
但是是这个做这个浪子的父母亲的话，
maybe we've tried those things, giving money, giving time.
所以有的时候我们可能是有给他钱，给他时间。
Begging, pleading, blaming others.
所以我们就是跟他这个请求的劝他，或者我们就是帮他找些借口。
I think it's important that we get to a point in our life where we realize.
所以可能今天到了一定的这个生活里面，人生里面，我们才会知道。
I'm powerless.
我们其实没有办法控制他们周围的环境。
I have no power over this situation.
我对他所有的环境，我没有办法来选择。
I have no control over this person and their choices.
我没办法控制我孩子他们的决定跟他们的这个他们现在所处的环境。
It's not a good feeling to admit we are without power.
所以这可能对我们做父母亲来讲，我们很难接受，我们今天没有办法，没有这个能力来改变。
And so, just like our prodigal is on a journey.
就像这个浪子他在路上。
We also are on a journey.
我们也在这个路上。
The only thing we can control is our choices.
我们可以决定的就是我们的决定。
I think it's important that we admit and accept that we have no power.
我们必须要承认的、接受的就是我们自己没有办法控制。
I think the father in Luke 15 realized that.
所以在这个路加福音第十五章，这个父亲他也知道这样子。
And he came to a point in his life,
所以他在他的生命里面，他也到了这个程度
，where he just let go and let God,
让这个事情就自己去发生，让神来做事。
And the only thing that father in Luke 15 could do,
所以在这个路加福音第十五章，这个父亲他唯一可以做的
，is this,
就只是在里面期盼。就只是在期盼。
This does not mean we should stop praying or hoping or believing.
所以在这边并不是说我们就停止了祷告，或者说是仰望，而是仰望神。
Being powerless is not the same thing as being hopeless.
当我们就失去，当我们觉得没办法控制，并不叫表示我们没有希望。
And I think maybe sometimes that's the struggle I have.
所以可能对我来讲，这个也是我常常在挣扎的。
Is that I think if I admit I'm powerless, I'm saying I'm helpless.
所以当我觉得我今天没有控制环境的时候，我就觉得我今天没有这个希望。
And those are two totally different things.
这个是两个不同的事情。
As Christians, we have hope and we have strength.
所以今天我们是基督徒，我们会有这个能力，而且我们有这个力量。
It is a 100% guarantee.
这个是百分之百神给我们的。
When we look at Isaiah chapter 33 verse 2.
所以我们看以赛亚书33章第二节。
I'm going to read this passage, and I'm reading it from what's called the Message Version Bible.
所以我今天是读这个英文的这个翻译。
And it goes like this.
它是这样子说。
God, treat us kindly. You're our only hope. First thing in the morning, be there for us. When things go bad, help us out.
耶和华啊。求你施恩于我们，我们等候你。求你每天早上第一件事情就是做我的宝贝，遭患难的时候做我的拯救。
I think that's important as someone who knows a prodigal.
所以今天有的人你认识一些这个浪子。
To remind ourselves of each and every day.
让我们再次提醒我们自己每天早上。
That we have hope and it's in God.
我们是在神手中，我们是有。
And he's in control of the universe.
因为他在那边做全部的控制。
Not me.
不是我。
I didn't make any stars.
我并没有创造任何的星星。
And it gives me hope that everything's going to be okay.
所以在我们有个信心，知道神他会把全部事情都做好。
Does that mean every prodigal comes back?
是不是每一个浪子都会回家呢？
I wish that was true.
我很希望是这个样子。
But God is the master of the universe.
但是神他是宇宙的创造者。
And prodigals are what he specializes in.
所以当这个浪子反而是神他这个特别是会对待他们的神。
The second verse, I mentioned that we have hope and strength. The second verse is Jeremiah 16:19.
所以另外还有在这个耶利米书第16章第19节。
God, my strength, my stronghold, my safe retreat when trouble descends.
他说神啊，你是我的力量，我的保障，是患难临到时我的安全的避难所。
And when we have a prodigal in our life, we want to know, what can I do to fix this?
所以当我们今天碰到这个浪子的这个环境的时候，我们就说神啊，我怎么做？
And I think what Jeremiah, the Old Testament prophet, is teaching us and telling us,is it's God who does the fixing.
所以让这个耶利米书他在再次提醒我们今天要改对处理这个事情是神在处理。
He's the one that's strong and safe.
他是那个又是这个能有能力而且他一个给保护的。
And that's where we need to go in times of trouble especially.
所以当我们碰到难处的时候他是我们的避难所。
Translate this as I read it, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
It's your prodigal's heart
在这个浪子的心里面
that believes what it believes.
他做他所心里自己心里想相信的东西
and chooses what they choose.
他自己做他自己心里所决定的一些决定
and only when they choose God,
当他们只有当他们选择神的时候
His way and His kingdom,
所以神的道路跟他的国度
will their behavior change
他们才会改变他们的行为
and by the grace of God
因为神的恩典
and the work of the Holy Spirit
and 圣灵的感动
that is when your prodigal has an opportunity
所以这个浪子才会有机会
I love the fact that God continually pursues a prodigal
我感谢神因为神他在没有放弃这个浪子
And God wants them to come home.
神要他们回家。
What's interesting is in verse 16 and 17,
在这个16节跟第17节,
it's very clear that the father was not involved in his son coming home.
所以这个父亲在他的儿子要选择回不回家里面没有这个参与。
He didn't go get him out of the pig pen.
他没有到这个猪棚里面去把这个孩子带回来。
If anything, it was the pig in the mud that had something to do with it.
但是确实这个猪跟这个 猪里面那个 烂泥巴反而是对他有用。
And this is difficult because as loved ones of a prodigal,
但是 对这个有对这个浪子有爱心的人却反而却很难。
We want to be involved in them coming back.
因为我们希望我们能够改变他让他们回来。
But most often it's other people or other experiences.
但是却是别的这个机会跟别的这个事情发生。
Like when they hit rock bottom.
当这样子只有当他们到了这个谷底的时候。
And they have nowhere to go.
他们到没有地方可以走的时候。
And they realize they're in a hole.
他们才知道他们是在这个谷底。
I noticed that the brother of the prodigal,
我知道我们看看我们这个浪子他的哥哥怎么样
got very upset
他就非常非常的生气
I too get upset sometimes at prodigals
所以我有的时候对这个浪子我也是非常生气
I'll just use the word I get angry
所以我就跟你们直接讲有的时候我就生气
and what a really great marriage counselor taught me once
所以有一次婚姻这个辅导跟我讲
When I'm angry, it means I'm hurt.
所以当我生气的时候表示说我被受伤了。
If I get angry at you, it means you have somehow hurt me.
因为我对你生气是因为你伤到我了。
And I don't know how to respond to that, so I just lash out in anger.
所以我今天不晓得怎么样回应所以我今天就只有发脾气。
And that anger is like a chain around my leg.
这个怒气就像一个链子锁在我们的脚上。
And it doesn't affect anybody else but me.
它这件事情不会影响到别人，但是只是影响到你个人。
It'd be like taking a hammer and just hitting myself in the head with it over and over again.
就像这个你拿了一个锤子自己打自己的头，一直在那边打。
But it's interesting because I think if I forgive,
但是你知道吗？当你原谅的时候
，that I'm saying I'm no longer hurting，
所以你就会知道，你就说我今天不再受这个伤害了。
But I think you can be both at the same time angry and forgiving。
但我相信你可以同时是在生气，在同样也在原谅。
You can still be hurt but forgive。
你可以虽然是你被人家伤害到了。但是你今天也可以原谅。
I think that forgiveness is like letting go.
所以这个什么是原谅？原谅就是放开。
And saying, God, you have a problem down here.
所以你跟神说，神啊，我们这边有个问题。
And it's that person right there.
因为就是那个人在这里。
It's not the person, it's the choices they're making that's the problem.
那这并不一定是那个人所做的决定。
And in this story, the brother gets so upset and he's mad at the dad now.
所以当这个大儿子他今天到这边非常生气，而且他现在对他的爸爸都生气了。
Do you ever get mad at God?
你有没有有的时候对神生气？
I mean, all the Bible characters that you read about at some point, they get mad and they have words with God.
所以我们今天看圣经里面，有的人他跟神生气，他就跟神在那边在跟他跟神这个埋怨。
That's a big part of the book of Psalms is the psalm writers, and there's different ones, they're having conflict with God.
所以在这个诗篇里面我们可以常常看到他就有很多的这个诗篇是讲到他跟神的这个反应。
And once that forgiveness comes, that chain gets taken off my leg.
但是当我们对这个把这个原谅可以原谅别人的时候这个链子就离开我们的就不再捆绑我们了。
And it allows me to have that hope and that strength in God.
所以就可以我们就可以经历到神他的这个能力跟他的这个恩典。
So the father in this story, he did a couple of things.
所以这个父亲他在这个在这边圣经里面跟我们讲。
He allowed his prodigal son to come to the end of his rope.
他今天让他这个浪子到他的这个到最低的人生谷底。
The father stayed at his home and he continued to work and provide for his family.
他今天这个父亲却在家里面继续的为他的家人的需要在那边做准备。
And take care of all the things in his life that he needed to take care of.
And 他今天的生活还在继续为他的平常的生活需要还在那边继续做事。
And when he wasn't working, he had time to look.
他今天，但是他随时他都在门口，在里面看。
And what did he do when the prodigal son came home?
所以当这个儿子从老远开始往回走的时候，
he celebrated.
他在那边庆祝。
It's hard to celebrate if you're angry.
所以当你生气的时候，你没办法在那边庆祝的。
I'm not sure we can do those two things at the same time.
我不晓得我们每个人行不行在生气的时候也在庆祝。
And so all we can control is us.
所以我们今天可以决定的事情只是我们自己。
And our emotions and our thoughts.
是我们的感受跟我们的思想。
And when we see our prodigal from afar,
所以当我们看到这个浪子往在很远的地方的时候，
we don't want to be chained to something. We want to be able to go out and stop the kazaza.
Yeah, 我们今天就看到了，当我们看到这个儿子的时候，你不要让你自己的腿还是背的那样子，这个锁链锁住的，你这样子可以马上过去给接受他。
I have a few more words that I'm going to share in my closing.
所以我今天要结束前，我再跟你们分享一些。
But right now we're going to pause, we're going to sing a song, we're going to do Holy Communion, have some announcements.
所以我们今天等一下，我今天会留下一些的时间，等一下我们先来这个来领圣餐，然后有报告，然后我接下来，然后我还再继续。
And then I will come back up and we'll close.
然后我再做最后的结束。
I just have a few closing comments. It's a good thing we're not leaving right this moment.
所以我现在要结束以前，我还要再跟大家分享一件事，这也正好。
I can hear and see the rain.
所以你可以听到外面现在正在下大雨。
Are we doing lunch?
Yes, we do lunch. You want to stay?
I asked about lunch because I noticed in the story.
Yeah, 因为我在为什么问这个中饭呢？因为在这个刚才我们读的圣经里面
，that they did what all good believers do.
他就像每个这个全部信主的人都这样子做。
They eat lunch.
他们都吃中饭。
And communion is a little bit of that here on earth.
所以在这个我们刚刚领的圣餐也是在地上跟神一起用餐。
I love communion. I love being a part of communion.
我很喜欢，特别喜欢这个领圣餐，而且是在这个参与这个领圣餐。
And in the scripture that Anderson was reading from the Apostle Paul,
所以刚才我们在读这个使徒所写的信。
The Apostle Paul concludes by telling us to do communion until Christ comes back.
所以在就是跟我们讲，要我们在一直是纪念主，在领圣餐，直到耶稣基督的再来。
That tells me when we're in heaven, there's no need for communion any longer.
所以我们就知道，当我们在天上的时候，我们就不再需要纪念这个领圣餐了。
But Scripture is clear, there is food in heaven.
但是神，但天上却说有，天上却还是有食物。
And I like to eat.
我也喜欢吃。
So back to the story of the faithful father.
所以我们再看看刚才的那个有这个信心的父亲。
So what we do when we have a prodigal is we wait and we watch.
所以他对着这个父亲来讲，他就只是在那边等，他只在那边等，在那边看。
And we pray.And we believe.
我们只有这个为他们祷告，而且相信主。
And we hope for that day when they come back.
我们知道神会有一天带他们回来。
We trust that the Father is doing all that he can do.
我们知道我们天父他会做他所可以做的。
Because as much as we love our prodigals, God loves them so much more.
神虽然我们今天喜欢爱我们的这个浪子，但是神更喜欢。
Our love for each other is imperfect. His love is perfect.
我们彼此相爱虽然不完美，但是神的爱是一个完全的爱。
There's a verse in the book of Revelation from chapter 4.
所以在这个在这个启示录里面第四章。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 11.
在第四章第十一节，启示录四章第十一节。
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被造而成的。
I think it's important that while we wait and hope and pray for our prodigal, we look to God for help.
所以当我们在那边为这个浪子在那边祷告在等候的时候但是我们也仰望我们天上的父
And we take our eyes off of the problem right in front of us
我们把我们的眼睛从现在的问题拿开
And we purposely choose to put our mind on Christ
然后这是我们的决定把我们的这个思想放在神的身上
Because if we're not careful we get stuck in the mud with the prodigal
Yeah, 因为如果我们 不小心的话我们就像这个浪子一样在这个猪的泥土里面给卷在里面。
But God being the good God that he is,
但是神是好的神
calls us to have a life that's abundant.
他要给我们有丰盛的生命
not a life that's bogged down in the mud.
他要给我们的生命不是我们今天跟猪在那个 泥巴里面的混在一起的生命。
I would like to close with prayer.
让我们今天结束的时候我们祷告
Thank you God that your word gives us hope
我们在天上的父我们谢谢你你给我们这个盼望
Thank you for the promises you've spoken over our prodigal's life
我们谢谢你借着这个浪子你给我们的应许
Thank you that you hear our cries
我们谢谢你因为你听到我们的呼求
And you move mountains.
因为你也是成就大事这个搬这个移山的神。
It doesn't look good when I look at it with my natural eyes.
所以当我用我自己的眼睛去看这个环境的时候并不好。
Help me to see the circumstance through your eyes.
这是求你帮助我们从你的角度来看事情。
To have a heavenly perspective.
是有这个天上给我们的这个角度。
Help me to understand that my prodigal is a work in progress.
让我们今天看到我们的这个叛逆是确实在你自己的还是在你自己的手中被你自己所捏造。
And as you and I cry over the prodigal God,
主，当我们在那边为了这个浪子在那边呼求的时候
，Help me to keep my eyes on you, like Revelation chapter 4 teaches us.
就是像这个启示录里面第四章刚才读的，真是来帮助我们。
Help me not to get overwhelmed or stuck in the mud.
让我们今天不再被这个跟猪的这个泥巴给缠住。
Keep reminding me to surrender to you.
让我们把我们所有的都交托在你手中。
And remind me that you leave the 99 sheep and you go after the one.
我们谢谢你，你自己让那个离开那99头羊，却来找那一个是唯一失去的羊。
I pray, Lord, that you would go after my prodigal.
所以我们的神我们求 你我们知道你也是帮助我们去找那个浪子
Have your way in their life and in mine
你求你自己在他们生活上面跟在我们的生活上面
And when the enemy comes to taunt me
所以当这个撒旦在那控告我们的时候
Help me to choose to worship you instead
让我们在这环境里面反而是能够来敬拜你
Help me to set my heart and my mind on you
帮助我们让我们的心我们的思想在你自己身上
Just like the book of Revelation tells us You win
就我们就是知道在这个最后在就像启示录讲你是要得胜的
You are the victor over all
你是在这个全部的环境的里面你自己是那个作王的神
Help me to surrender my life and my prodigal to you
真是让我都是把我的生活跟我们这个浪子都仰望在你的生活你的 面中
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。